You've put your blood, sweat, and tears into creating a storefront that lights you up, serves your clients well, and contributes significantly to the community you love. You are my hero, and I affectionately call you a rebel woman. Hey there, my name is Melissa Rose, a brick and mortar business owner with a handful of kiddos and a few passion projects that I head up like this one. I'm also your visibility coach and consultant for a service-based business like yours. I'm passionate about helping small business owners thrive in their community and become the only option in town for their industry. In this podcast, we're going to share the nitty-gritty of running a successful brick and mortar business by sharing stories, talking strategies, and learning practical tips to run a kick-ass business. Ready to be inspired, empowered, and equipped to create the small business of your dreams? Let's get real.
Hello, my brick and mortar business owners. How are you? Happy Monday. Today is a day where we are going to talk all the things, and we're not even going to talk about marketing. We're going to not even going to bring it up today. April Fools, yes, I timestamped it because today is a locked and loaded Monday morning after a beautiful weekend with family, and I am beyond excited to talk to you because so much good has been happening over here at the Brick and Mortar Visibility Podcast with my brick and mortar business, and I am seeing it with my clients, and I'm just jazzed with jazz hands, super big jazz hands. How are you doing? I hope you are well. I hope you are ready to rock and roll. Today is April 1st, as I mentioned, and today is the start of a new quarter. And this is always a time when I restart a new quarter to be, okay, all right, we're doing it. Because I love to compare from previous year where I was. And we are above last year this time, which is great. Lots of momentum in the business. And my favorite part is that I practice profit first. So y'all, remember, we get to take out our profits from quarter one and bring them back to us. Now you can choose what to do with those profits. Maybe it's a vacation. Maybe it's funding something fun for your family, or you're bringing it back into the business to put into your business, whether it's through a team member or supplies or whatever you need. But please do that because you work really, really hard. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, first of all, you need to read Profit First. Super great book. I reread it every year because it just gets me re-energized financially. But I take my Profit First account and I use Acorns. And I like Acorns because it's an online bank and I have to wait to get the money. Like it has to take me a couple days to get that money if I ever need it. So that's why I use this account to take the percentage for my Profit First account and put it over there. So if you are newer in business and have not established your Profit First strategy in your business, consider Acorns. You can grab my link there. You're going to get some free money with that, which is always good. Who doesn't like free money? And it will set you up for success. And that this method has changed my life with my business. This morning, I was talking to a business owner. I needed some HVAC work done in my business, or I need HVAC work done. So I was getting some estimates and called on a client of mine who does this work. And we just had a really nice chat. And he was talking about his Google business profile. And he was really happy that he had 25 reviews. And some of those reviews were getting him clients. He said he was getting clients organically. And he was really excited about that because he was newer in business. And it just made me so happy for him because he knew that he needed to optimize his Google business profile. So if you don't know what I mean by that, whether you're a brick and mortar business owner or you are doing it out of your house or have an online business, you need to optimize your Google business profile. And lucky for you, I have a free workshop. This workshop is about 40 minutes long. You can speed me up. It's on demand. And it just walks you through everything you need to do to get that Google business profile working for you. It's not just your website, y'all. You got to connect the dots to your Google business profile. So grab that workshop. And if you haven't already, make sure you put it in your calendar to put an update on your Google business profile so that you are consistently updating that. I teach you how to do that in the workshop. So go grab it and watch it. It takes about 40 minutes, and then it takes about maybe 60 to 90 minutes to take care of your Google business profile and get that rocking so that you can be found, liked, and trusted faster, and then be the only option in town. And who doesn't want that? If you are a health and wellness provider, I have some great opportunities for you, so listen up. The first one is if you are local to the St. Croix Valley. So Hudson, Wisconsin, Stillwater, Minnesota, Woodbury, River Falls, that area. If you are a health and wellness provider specializing in mind, body, and soul, I invite you to be part of Healthy in the Valley. Healthy in the Valley is a great way to amplify your brand, your business, your services and offerings by partnering with Healthy in the Valley. Healthy in the Valley is the area's best wellness providers and resources in the St. Croix Valley, all in one place. And our mission for Healthy in the Valley is to encourage and empower our community to make choices about their health and wellness that support them and the local businesses around them, so the entire community can thrive. If that sounds like something you want to learn more about, please go to healthyinthevalley.com and then just scroll down a little bit and you'll see a blue button that says Become a Member of Healthy in the Valley. Click that button and you will see all the features and benefits of being part of this organization. And it's also a really great introductory way to work with me over the course of 6 months. So check it out if you are a health and wellness provider in the St. Croix Valley. Now, if you're a health and wellness provider nationwide, worldwide, I have an offer for you. This is from past podcast guest Joanna Sapir. She has a workshop from May 6th to the 10th called Empowered Practitioner Event, and this is the third time she's offering it. It's 5 days of sessions designed to help wellness practitioners create a resilient business that attracts high-quality clients and creates steady, predictable income in the practice. If you're interested, the link is below, but it's joannasapir.com/empowered. Again, just scroll through those show notes here and click on it. It'll take you right to our landing page. It's a free workshop geared to help those health and wellness providers. All right, everybody, we are going to dive into today's episode. And this is just going to be a story that happened last week for me and just made me super passionate about what I do, helping my business owners with SEO, with Google optimization, with helping them with their social media, but linking it to some Facebook ads if that's of interest for them, and ways to reach our clients more efficiently, more cost-effective. As a brick-and-mortar business owner myself, as I'm talking to my HVAC guy this morning, as I'm trying to heat the place and get the heating bill down, as I'm negotiating rent and trying to figure out, do I do a 3-year? Do I do a 5-year? What comes out ahead? Where do I want to be? As I think about payroll last week and navigating that and stressing on Monday and then, Lord willing, having more than enough by Friday. Like, you get me, right? You get me. As a business owner, you get it. And I get you. I know what it's like to have a brick and mortar business. All right? It is, I don't want to say it's our baby, but man, do we love it and we care for it, but we really think about it. So this story happened last week. And I'm sure in your area, in your city, in your community, you might have a magazine that is the best of. And we have what's called the Best of the St. Croix Valley. And in this magazine, every year they put out the Best of the St. Croix Valley, which is awesome. And you are nominated. They have a Google form, and you can nominate people in categories, and then they put out the Best of. Now, over the past 3 years, and I know this because I've been part of it the past 3 years, they have tweaked it. And the first year, it was nominate, and then you are the winner. Then they announce the winners. Last year, you nominate somebody, then they list the finalists, and then they stretch it out for like a 3 months, and then announce the winner. This year, they say nominate your people through the Google form. Then they announce who are the finalists. Then they're going to stretch it out 3-4 months and then announce the winners again. But in that 3 to 4 months, they are now going to all the finalists and asking if they can feature them in the magazine. Well, who doesn't want to be featured? So I know this is a magazine. I also know they're probably going to want ad space. All right, so I reply, say I would love to be considered for a feature. However, my marketing dollars are budgeted for this quarter, but they still want to meet. So I blindly went into this phone call thinking, okay, we'll do a feature and that's covered. And let's just say it wasn't. And I was shocked at the price. Shocked. And I was getting so much information, how disconnected you are from reality with a business owner. Because most business owners, small business owners, cannot afford $3,000 for a one-time feature. Now, I understand this is the one issue of the six time a year issue that maybe has a little bit more weight. However, I am guilty of getting those magazines and seeing a business feature or seeing a family feature, because now there's neighborhood ones, and it's sitting on my counter and I go, oh, I would love to read about that family. Oh, yes, I know. And it just kind of sits there and sits there because we just don't have time. And then before you know it, it's in the trash because we just got to keep going, blah, blah, blah. And I know that because that's my nature. And I know I'm not unique. I know that a lot of us are the same way. And I'm paying for almost $3,000 for a feature that I hope somebody will read, okay? And yes, she was giving me the stats of how many homes it goes to, but I said, so this is just one feature. Yep, just one feature. Huh, okay, interesting. And then she went through the ads, like the sizes and all the things. And I already am in a magazine in the St. Croix Valley that I pay monthly. Let me just say, I haven't gotten any business from it. None. And I'm locked in for 3 years. Maybe poor decision on me. Part of it is I wanted to support this person because she was a friend of mine. So there was that. But there's no SEO optimization in there because they're not connecting my URL to their website because there is no website for this magazine. Okay? So when you are thinking about your marketing dollars, I really want you to think about how are they helping you? She said they email to their list. Okay, great. What is the email open rate? An average industry is 18%. Does my logo go on your website? Okay, that will help with my SEO. Will this ad be in all the magazines or just one? Those are things to think about. Branding is subliminal. The more places we are, the better. But $2,600 for one issue for me was way more than what I want to spend. So that brings us back to being where your people are at. Because like I said, that magazine sitting on the counter might not get read, even though it came to my mailbox. Where people see you is on their phone. They're going to see you on socials. They're going to see you on ads coming in on their socials. They're going to see you in the email inbox. They're going to see you when they Google you. Because when they Google you, they need you. They need you now. They want you now. So that is why I would rather you take no money and invest in your Google Business profile and then optimize that. Get your website working for you by creating those blogs once a month, making sure your social media is consistent on one platform that your people are on. And if you want help with that, I can help you with that. There are other people to help you with that. It will cost you less than a fraction of $3,000 and get you more results because it's working for you nonstop. That is why I have a hard time with mailers or postcards or magazines, because it's not consistently in front of people. Now, I'm not bashing them. I don't mean to bash it, because if I had an extra $3,000 to do that, you know I would, because I want my brand in front of as many places as possible. But I am just being really real that most small business, brick and mortar business owners do not have an extra $3,000 a month to put in advertising for print. So we need to be where our people are. Where are our people really? They're in front of their phones. They're on their computers. So we need to optimize what we are doing there. So if I haven't convinced you, I'm just going to say move on. But hopefully I've convinced you. So please grab that Google workshop that I have. It's completely free. If you are interested and want to learn more about working together, I help people with their Google Business profile, optimizing that. I also help you with blog writing if you want to get that off your plate, or I can teach you how to do it so that you're doing it consistently. I love writing a great email. My emails get open rates that are over 40% and they get you money in the door. I also help clients with their social media if that is what they're wanting and needing. So those are some of the things that I do. And one of my favorite ways to do them is through my VIP day. You can learn more about that by going to MsMelissaRose.com/deals and see what that entails. That's just a one morning or afternoon or 3-hour section of time actually that we can get together and dive in and get the work done. But maybe you are wanting a bit more. And I am super excited to offer my one-on-one coaching program. This program is for you. It's tailored to you, it's customized to you, and it's for that brick and mortar business owner that wants accountability and would like to have conversations around team or around your products or services or around systems or around time management. Or you're needing a dashboard and you don't know what that means, but you know you need one because you don't know if you should hire, if you should raise prices, if you should negotiate on rent, if you should invest in a larger space. These are all questions we have as business owners. And if you need some accountability, I invite you to check out my coaching program. You can go to MsMelissaRose.com/deals. Again, the buttons are all there to see what I have. And I think you will be pleasantly surprised at my one-on-one coaching and what it has available for you. All right, my brick and mortar business owner, and those of you that don't have a storefront yet, but your goals are to have a storefront, to hang that shingle and have your brand out in the public to serve your community well. You are my hero. You get up, you create something great, and the market says you are needed, you are valued, you are wanted. And I want you to be the only option in town by making sure people can find you, like you, and trust you faster than your competition. Competition is good, but I want you to be the only option in town. Have a great week, everybody. If you like the podcast, please like, follow, do all the things, share it with your besties, share it on your stories, tag me so that I can shout you out. And if you really enjoyed it, I would be so honored if you left an honest rating and review on your favorite platform that you are listening. It means the world to me, and it helps this show get out to more people. Thank you so much. Have a great week. We will see you here, same time, same place next week. Peace. Bye-bye.